Molite, braćo i sestre, da moja i vaša žrtva
says that my sacrifice in yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the offerings presented here provide for the twofold needs of human nature, nourishing us with food and renewing us with your sacrament, grant, we pray, that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, given us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore, he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Uistinu, sveci Gospodine, izvore svake svetosti. Tebe zato molimo, rosom Duha svoga, posveti ove darove, da nam postanu tijelo i krv Gospodina našega Isusa Krista. Kad se dragovoljno predao namuku, on uze kruh, tebi zahvali, razlomi i dade učenicima svojim govoreći: uzmite i jedite od ovoga svi. Ovo je moje tijelo koje će se za vas predati. Isto tako, pošto večeraše uze kalež, ponovno ti zahvali i dade učenicima svojim govoreći: uzmite i pijte iz njega svi, ovo je kalež moje krvi novoga i vječnoga saveza, koja će se proliti za vas i za sve ljude na otpuštenje grijeha. Ovo činite meni na spomen. Tajna vjere.
Tvoje smrt, Gospodine, navještamo. Tvoje
Slaveći dakle spomen smrti i uskrsnuća Tvoga Sina, prinosimo Ti, Gospodine,
bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that You have held us worthy to be in Your presence and minister to You. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, Your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Ratko, our Bishop, and Henrik, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in Your mercy. Welcome them into the light of Your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased You throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify You through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Through Him, and with Him, and in Him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is Yours forever and ever. Amen. The Savior commanded us. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of Your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to Your apostles, Peace I leave you, My peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of Your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with Your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that You should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Za svetu pričest iziđite na široke staze i okrenite se jedni prema drugima. Vi koji se nalazite sa strana crkve, približite se crkvi, a vi koji ste u crkvi, ostanite tamo.